On Saturday, you would have driven by Bradford Rona on Deset Street and noticed more commotion in the parking lot than usual. This was thanks to the collaboration efforts of Carolyn Kahn, Executive Director of Helping Hand Food Bank, and John Jen, Manager of Bradford Rona, who teamed up to host a barbecue in support of the food bank. Jen reached out to Kahn as part of their Be a Hero charity campaign, an initiative Lowe's and Rona conduct nationally. While Jen looked after the barbecue, Kahn and her volunteer team managed the non-perishable food donations from the community. Kahn is grateful for the generosity. Any amount of funding is appreciated because we're seeing record numbers of people coming into the food bank, she said. There are many families in Bradford that are struggling, and we're so appreciative of Rona taking the initiative to do this event for us. She and Jen believe the rising costs, not only of food, but of living expenses in general, is the cause of the increase of food bank clients. All funds raised will go directly toward buying food items, including canned food, non-perishables, as well as meat, milk, eggs, and margarine. The Helping Hand Food Bank has been operating for 31 years. Having started as a small operation in a church basement, it's grown into a small house on 123 Moore Street where they currently work. Soon they will have a new home at the former public school on Church Street. Kahn, who has been involved with Helping Hand for a decade. She started as a volunteer before moving into the role of president, and was most recently promoted to executive director in March 2022. When you know better, you do better, she said. Her dedication stems from the simple act of kindness. When she realized she had free time, she found a cause she connected with. Kahn explains the struggles of fundraising to keep operating. People think food banks are government-funded, but the truth is that no food banks are. We're constantly sourcing and finding new ways to bring in money, and it can be challenging, which is why companies like Rona are amazing. The appreciation goes even further to the town, as Kahn is lobbying to tag Bradford as the small town with a huge heart. The minute I stepped into this role, I couldn't believe the support the community has given our food bank. We have the most generous people here, whether it's an individual or business, the support they give is amazing, she said. Bradford Rona's motto of building neighborhoods into communities fits well with Kahn's comments. Jen adds, events like this bring out people from all walks of life and brings them together for a worthy cause. Plus, it allows Carolyn and her team to get the word out to people who may know nothing about the food bank. Jen says that roughly $900 was raised on Saturday between the barbecue and other cash donations, which put their fundraising efforts to just over $4,500 overall, a very successful number in his books. Bradford Rona will be collecting donations until the end of the month.